This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And you know what was interesting to me after it was all over and the NTSB did their investigation? They found out that there was self-deception going on in the cockpit. Get this, the pilots were believing things they shouldn't have believed, and they weren't believing things they should have believed. What a description. There was deception going on in the cockpit. They weren't believing information they should have believed, and they were believing things they shouldn't have, and so forth. You get the point. You know what? That happens not only in an airplane crash. It happens in a crash of somebody's life, where we believe things we shouldn't, and we don't believe the things that we should believe. And I think down deep, we all know that that's true. Verse 10 of chapter 17 says, I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve. You know what's interesting about that verse? It's contradictory. I don't know if you caught it. There's a little irony there. The Lord says, I search the heart and mind so that I can reward a man according to his conduct. He's talking about thinking and then conduct. Tell me how you think and I'll tell you how you live. It's not a conflict at all. It's not a contradiction. The Lord knew that if he examined your heart and my heart, and examined your mind and my mind, he can tell you what we're going to do or what we've done, because our behavior simply reflects the way we're thinking. Recently, I went through one book of the Bible, Psalms, to find out every single usage of the word heart. In other words, I didn't have time to go through the whole Bible, but I just took the book of Psalms, 150 chapters, and I wanted to know every usage of the word heart. These are just a few of what I found. Psalm speaks of the cravings of the heart. Not just the good cravings, but the lustful cravings of the heart. Psalm speaks of the sorrow of the heart. You ever gone through sorrow? It's part of the legitimate function of your heart. Psalm speaks of unbelief of the heart, the trouble of the heart, the anguish of the heart, the failing of the heart. I found this phrase interesting. The heart is a place that can gather slander. I said this in the first two services, and some people talked about it to me later. They said, I'd never thought about it before. Slander in the Bible is different than the legal definition that the state of Ohio or the state of Indiana or the state of Kentucky gives to slander. The biblical definition of slander is speech that injures. Listen to that again. The biblical definition of slander is speech that injures. As painful as it may be to think about this, what that means is there are husbands in all three services today who have slandered their wives this week. It means there are wives in this room sometime this week, this month, this year, have slandered their husband, speech that injures. It means parents slander their children, speech that injures. It means children slander their parents, speech that injures. And isn't it interesting? The Bible in Psalms says the heart is a place that can gather slander. It means your heart can become full of hateful things about another person. You may never express those feelings outwardly, but those feelings mark your heart. They become a part of you. Psalm speaks of the secrets of the heart, that war is in the heart, injustice is in the heart, the cunning of the heart. I found this interesting. I can cherish sin in my heart. What an interesting use of the word cherish. What do we cherish? Things we love. You have an object that your grandfather gave your grandmother, and you say, I cherish this vase, I cherish this item, whatever it is. And we can cherish sin in our heart, according to Psalms. Psalms talks about the perverse heart, the blighted heart, and the wounded heart. The older I get, the more I realize I come in contact with wounded people every day. Well, we'll continue these descriptions of the heart tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.